Welcome to the show, everybody. We've got an exciting show for you today. We're breaking down whether the Department of Homeland Security's Twitter account was started and is operating out of Israel. That's right, folks. The plot has thickened. We're also going to talk about why a certain Melanie Phillips believes that it's time for the Jews to rise against their enemies and crush them completely and totally, because until now they've been allowing their mortal enemies to live amongst them, but that time is over. And we're really curious as to who Melanie Phillips thinks her enemies are. When will we put an end to these activist judges who believe that white men are the devil, and if any of them should ever defend themselves, they must go to jail forever and ever, while their non-white criminals are allowed to roam the streets hunting down whites? Sometimes they get some non-whites, but hey, you're gonna have to crack a few eggs if you wanna do a Bolshevik revolution. And make no mistake about it, folks, you're in the middle of a Bolshevik revolution. The thing is, you're all retarded and you don't study history, so you have no idea. You think this is all new. You're like, oh my God, these people are so crazy. They want to transition the kids. They're showing the kids perverted sexual things. This is the first time it's happened. No, it's not. In fact, every single time the communists have come to power, they have targeted the children. They seek to corrupt the children. And today, you're going to get a lesson about how all of these things are connected to the one group of people who keeps trying to do a communist takeover and destroy Western European civilization. Sit tight, it's going to be a fun one. George, let's make a montage of different things happening and some music so that we can have this be our intro to the Leonardo is Funny show every time. How about that? I'll work your movie magic. All right. First things first, X turned on a feature where you could click on a profile and see where the account was opened, what country it was opened in, and what country it's currently operating out of. And people, of course, went ahead and looked up the Department of Homeland Security. And this is what they found. Oh no, would you look at that? It says it was started in Israel in 2009, and that it's operating out of Israel. And what does it say? Opened in July 2008, out of Israel, operating out of Israel. And immediately July 2008, out of Israel, based in Israel, connected via the Israel Android app. So I guess the Israelis don't trust Apple, they're gonna use Androids, okay? So this happened, and then the feature where you could go look up the location was immediately disabled. I wonder why. Okay, it was disabled. You weren't able to do that. I mean, you can do it now. It's been re-abled, so this is how you do it. You would go click on the profile that you want to see, then you click on when it was joined, and you'll see date joined. It used to say where you opened your account. They took that feature off. That didn't come back. Shows you where it's based, how long you've been verified, how many username changes. Now, before you come at me, why have you had 13 username changes? Let me remind you of the great Jeet War of summer 2024, when I was going to bat against India, and I kept trying to change my name, hoping that would throw them off my scent, and it didn't work. And that's how I lost my Leonardo is Funny and have to do Leonardo is Fun E now. Okay, so sacrifices were made. We still remember the fallen. RIP Barry Stanton. So, you know, I hypocrite post this, and we're being told it's manipulated media. Nikita Beer says this is fake news. The location was not available on any Gray check account at any point. Furthermore, the DHS has only shown IPs from the United States since account creation. Now, did he post any evidence that this was true? No. We don't have any of the back-end evidence showing that the IPs have only shown that the United States was the IP for the DHS. So we just have to take his word for it. Now, Lauren Witzka, I'm sorry, I know I'm not pronouncing your name right, Lauren, I apologize. She posted a video where at the same time, this program is running that would show and indicate if there has been any photoshopping going on with that video. And as you can see, nothing is coming up. That means that this video is unadulterated. This is literally a screenshot from somebody using their phone showing that this is the information that they got when they opened the profile of the DHS, that it was created in Israel and it was operating out of Israel. I should point out to everyone that the Department of Homeland Security was created in November 2002 in response to 9/11, and that our man over here, Michael Chertoff, was the second United States Attorney General serving of the Department of Homeland Security. And he is the one who released the Israeli art students and the dancing ones to go back to Israel without clearing them of any involvement. Just saying.
Well, suspicious.
That's all. Michael Chertoff, I'm sure he looks like a decent guy. Okay? He looks like a nice guy. He doesn't look like a vampire at all. And there's no reason to suspect that he's not loyal to the United States of America just because his mother was born in Israel. That there's no reason to have those kinds of suspicions. And in fact, any suggestion to the contrary is anti-Semitic. So just cut it out. All right, Michael Chertoff, we'll see you later. Let's take a word from our sponsor, AntelopeHillPublishing.com. That's right, folks. AntelopeHillPublishing.com would like to educate you and your kid. All they're asking for is for you to buy some books and read them. Hey, do you have a doom-scrolling addiction? Do you wake up and you just get on Twitter right away and start punching out racist tweets? And is it taking over your life like it's taking over mine? Well, the best way to break a habit is not to stop, but to substitute. Why not substitute your Twitter addiction with a book from AntelopeHillPublishing.com? But Leonardo, I like going on Twitter so I can read racist things. AntelopeHillPublishing.com probably has racism in their books for you. There's probably racism in the Napoleon book. Napoleon, you know, he said nice things about the Albanians. I gotta say, he said, when I want to talk to my women, I speak to them in French. And when I want to talk to my soldiers, I speak to them in Albanian. Because it's hardcore or something like that. I don't know if that means he was Albanian. I don't think so. And I don't even know if that's a real quote. This could be fake news. A testament of a Russian fascist. Doesn't that sound fantastic? Doesn't it sound like maybe that could be better than doom scrolling and getting depressed and getting blackpilled? I agree. Go to AntelopeHillPublishing.com. Use my promo code Leo for 10% off. Also, premium content is now available on my website, LeonardoIsFunny.com. I posted my first premium content video. It's stuff I wouldn't have been able to say on YouTube, so I posted it there. As you guys saw, my video that I did last week, Women Are Retarded Celebrity Edition, got taken down by YouTube. I posted that on my website. That's right. You can go here and you can watch premium content. You have to be a premium member. I am a member. Why didn't I log in? Anyway, the live stream is for premium members also. Here was the video that got fully taken down by YouTube. You can see that it's now available on my website. So go there, sign up. It's pretty easy, right? You just go, oh, look, I want to become a member. Become a member. And if you don't want to sign up, for you don't want to pay because whatever reason, just go ahead and register, and then you'll be part of my mailing list where you can find out about my tour dates. I am coming to Fort Worth, Texas for New Year's Eve. So if you want to have a good time on New Year's, come see me in Fort Worth. I've got two shows, 7:30 and 10 o'clock. The 10 o'clock will be the countdown to New Year's. Come celebrate New Year's with me. We're going to have a good time. So that happens, but it gets a little better, right? Because, see, the Department of Homeland Security says, I just want you to know that screenshots are easy to forge and you could Photoshop them. They're easy to manipulate. Thank you for your attention. And that's why Lauren Witzke went ahead and posted this video in response to that, because it was showing that there was no such forgery going on. So our boy, Nikita Beer, ran some nice cover. iHypocrite says, hey, why'd you shut off that feature immediately after launch? And then he says, oh, well, even though, yeah, the location wasn't available at any point, even though we actually did just see it, it was available on some accounts and it was showing the incorrect location due to IP ranges changing over time. Now, what I find interesting is why the IP would accidentally show this one country in the Middle East and not any other country. Now, if it's a forgery, that's because obviously the person who's going to be forging it is going to want to show just another tweet from Nikita that might be relevant. I'm not saying anything. Of course, if it's a forgery and they want to implicate the way that we've been implicating that you know, America works only for, you know, this tiny little country in the Middle East, that would make sense. But it's all a little suspicious. You know, it wasn't really available. But then it's, okay, it was available, but it was fake. And then it was like, okay, it was a mistake. So what is it, boys? What's the thing? Because we want to know who our country is working for. That's all. It's a little tiny question. I know we don't have any rights because we're all slaves. And how dare we demand that our Department of Homeland Security protect us, especially after we had our guy, our Michael Chertoff guy, who's responsible, especially when we have our guy, Michael Chertoff here. Michael Chertoff, who's responsible for the body scanners you got to go through when you want to get on an airplane. You know, the body scanners that may or may not be giving you cancer. I'm on YouTube, so I can't say. But you're being exposed to x-rays every time you want to go through. Unless, for a tiny little fee you can pay to do TSA pre-check, which somehow makes you not a terrorist. Because if I was a terrorist, yeah, I definitely wouldn't want to spend an extra $100 to not get screened. That makes so much sense. Yeah, as Woe says here, the inadvertent leak was so unbelievably damaging that X scrambled all weekend, making up new lies about what happened and even deployed a new feature to gaslight us. Interesting. Very weird what's going on there, right? I mean, you know, we're being lied to. They're always lying to us. They're always telling us, no, it's nothing to worry about. Don't concern yourself. Let's move on to this. Melanie Phillips. Why do you want to wage war, Melanie? Let's listen to her video.
Now there is a spirit abroad in Israel, which people have not seen before, a spirit among younger people. They will not be diverted from defeating the enemy. It is no longer enough.
Who's the enemy? Just want you to think about this as you watch this. Who is the enemy?
Simply to what was called mowing the lawn, to keep the enemy down on the basis that they're always going to be there and we're always going to fight them. No, enough.
No, it's time for you to die, Goy. We're tired of sharing this planet with this just for us. With you, we've had enough. You must die or be enslaved, and there's nothing you can do. Yes, I'm a frail old lady. Don't let that fool you.
We will now fight to defeat the enemy because we know that only defeating the enemy is what we should be doing. And there's been a realization that this idea of mowing the lawn, this idea of not going too far, this idea of doing what the world expects us to do, that is galut.
You know, not committing a genocide. No, that's, we are not going far enough.
Mentality, that is diaspora mentality. That is trying to please and appease the world. But the world we now understand from what we've been living through and are still living through, the world cannot be appeased. It has to be fought. It has been described, and I think most wonderfully, as a move from Talmud to Tanakh, by which I mean this, the Talmud, that collection of rabbinical ordinances, which justifiably can be said to have kept the kept the Jewish people alive since their exile from the land of Israel, is very much a diaspora mentality. It is a mentality which looks inward, which says we are up against a world which hates us, we have to protect ourselves. The Tanakh is full of stories of the Jewish people of antiquity fighting real battles, killing.
Did you guys hear who the enemy is? Did you hear? You should hear who the enemy is, okay? And that should concern you.
The Tanakh is full of stories of the Jewish people of antiquity fighting, which says we are up against a world which hates us, we have to protect.
Let's hear that again, who the enemy is, everyone.
Much a diaspora mentality. It is a mentality which looks inward, which says we are up against a world which hates us.
A world! The entire world is the enemy that must be fought and entirely vanquished. Are we listening, folks? Are we hearing? Okay? She doesn't have to have a secret location. I just want to point this out. When she goes and has her meeting where she can say the entire world is our enemy and must be destroyed, she doesn't need to meet in a secret location. She doesn't have to keep that hidden. She doesn't have the press camping outside trying to get pictures of her and the attendees and doxing them and saying, hey, you guys are having a genocidal meeting where you want to talk about destroying the rest of the world. Do you care to comment on that? No. No. But if us Gentiles want to make any kind of racial joke, racial commentary about what's going on with the Europeans, if we want to point out that it seems like this particular tribe wants to go to war with all of us all the time, and we want to talk about what do we do with the takeover of our government and our world, you can't even walk in the street. There is no venue that will host your meetings. You will get protested outside by Antifa, who's going to call you supremacist and genocidal maniacs. You'll get doxxed, you'll get fired from your job, you'll get debanked, you'll get deplatformed. But this woman can publicly, openly say the entire world is our enemy and we should be violently vanquishing them, killing real people. Just go ahead and listen. You think I'm being dramatic? Let's listen.
Very much a diaspora mentality. It is a mentality which looks inward, which says we are up against a world which hates us, we have to protect ourselves. The Tanakh is full of stories of the Jewish people of antiquity fighting real battles, killing real people in defense of their nation and their people and their faith. And that is what has to be done. And I see that what we are seeing now in this war that has been fought is the resurrection of the Tanakh Jew, the return of the heroic Davidic warrior. Strength, not weakness.
No. We need to listen to when we've killed actual people.
We are up against a world which hates us. We have to protect ourselves. The Tanakh is full of stories of the Jewish people of antiquity fighting real battles, killing real people in defense of.
Okay, leave it to a woman who's not going to actually fight in the war to rally everybody up to actually go out, get violent, kill real people. Okay? And you see the framing of it. No, this is about we have to kill the world because we have a right to protect ourselves, okay? This is the insanity. This is the neurosis. This is what everybody's talking about. This is the thing that if you talk about, you get attacked for. This is insane. I don't understand why somebody can just openly say this. I don't get it, okay? All you got, if you really want to see, I hate this thing. Imagine if, but just imagine if there was a white conference, the white global conference for the white peoples, and you had a leader saying it's time for white people to protect themselves against a world that hates them by killing people. Can you imagine? This is why you know you live in a world that's run by Bolsheviks, that's run by communists, okay? Because you get canceled for saying the most banal, obvious observations that are about the way your society is being destroyed. You can't even oppose this with your words. And somebody here can call for the absolute slaughter of all peoples that they consider their enemies, which it seems to be is the entire world, if we're listening to her speech. This should concern all of us, especially when we have people like Michael Chertoff running our Department of Homeland Security, which whose job is to find terrorists, which initially was the boogeyman Muslims from the sand, right? And now it's white nationalists. It's a playbook. The end game was always you. Now, how do I know? Oh, because when a white man defends himself against death, he gets sentenced to jail by this judicial system that has been taken over by the likes of Melanie Phillips, who see that white man and all of his kin as her mortal enemy that must be destroyed because apparently they want them dead, right? So you want us dead, but we're gonna kill you first. That's the message. It's insane, okay? This is why you can't let schizophrenics run your government, because schizophrenics start imagining that everybody wants to kill them. Now, if you think somebody wants to kill you, right, you obviously would defend yourself, so you would feel totally justified in defending yourself even violently back. So now the schizophrenics are seeing all around them somebody wants to kill us, because they're projecting their own genocidal desires. And they're like, please, no, we have a right to kill you first. That's what's going on, okay? So if you guys don't know who Barry Washington Jr. is, this is how you know that all the protests, all the BLM protests, the Summer of Love, all that crap, hands up, don't shoot, was orchestrated and fake. So what happened here? Okay, well, Barry Washington is a black man who gets drunk at a bar and hits on Allie Butler. That would be Mr. Ian Cranston's fiance, okay? Allie tells the man that he's not interested, despite the propaganda, despite all the black guys on the internet being like, you just mad because I stole your Apparently, there's not really a lot of white girls want to be taking up the Barry Washington Jr.'s of taking up their offers. So she rejects him. Of course, that's not enough. The Barry Washington pursues her outside, continues making these advances. This is when Ian Cranston looks like just regular ass, nice white guy. Wouldn't have expected this from him, but he did. He stepped right in, said, hey, she's not interested. She's taken. Keep it moving. And of course, do you think he kept it moving? No, because God forbid black people leave when someone asks them to leave. God forbid. No, he starts becoming belligerent. He shouts, F you, white boy, and smashes Cranston in the head twice. He even got a mild traumatic brain injury. So now there's a face-off between Washington, who's got three male friends with him. What a surprise. Cranston, his male friend, and his girlfriend. The girlfriend starts recording Washington. He hits her, and it's at this moment that Cranston shoots a single round, because white people have self-control, and he wasn't out for vengeance. He was trying to defend himself, and he kills him. Well, of course, the anti-white justice system comes down on Cranston, who's actually the victim, and finds him guilty of first-degree manslaughter. The judge, Beth Bagley, let's look her up. I'm sure she's got a great face. Oh, it's always one of these. See, this is why you can't have women in positions of power. They don't know what they're doing, and their overly empathetic nature has them side with criminals, and then they start punishing regular white guys because they've been brainwashed to think these guys are evil. She withholds from the jury the information that in the state of Oregon, Ian Cranston had no duty to retreat. She withholds this information from the court, and that results in Ian Cranston being locked away. They are now looking into it. The appeals court is reversing the conviction of Ian Cranston because the judge behaved so improperly. But he's already spent 4 years in jail, and now he's got to go through another court case. So fantastic, guys. Fantastic. If you do not let the nons kill you, the justice system will throw you in jail where you can get raped and murdered. So, or you're going to become a full-blown white nationalist and really be that. So it's one of many cases. The other case was the case of the 67-year-old Queens man who had no prior arrests or criminal records being sentenced to 4 years in prison after he shot and killed a would-be mugger who had 15 prior arrests. I mean, this is getting outrageous. You need to understand that you're in the middle of a Bolshevik takeover of your country. This is what the Bolsheviks do every single time. You don't believe me? Fine. Go look up the communist takeover of Hungary, the Hungarian Soviet Republic. Oh, you didn't know that that existed? Let me fill you in. The Hungarian Soviet Republic was led and run by Bela Kun and 28 ethnic commissars of the same heritage of Bela Kun, okay, who led a revolution by uniting miners, steelworkers, unionized workers, homeless, and unemployed in a revolution against the state, overthrew the state, gave everyone everything they wanted, everything you're hearing about now, unemployment benefits, rent canceled, free housing, free medical care, maternity leave, higher wages, right? All the stuff Hassan Piker says we need. And guess what happened? Runaway inflation, the people who were providing the homes and all the stuff that you needed stopped doing it. The farmers, instead of giving their produce to the urban parasites who were living off their back, said, well, since you're taking our stuff anyway, we might as well burn it. They burned their products rather than it be stolen for them, which Could you say that you would do something different? No, right? You're not going to keep working to feed the people who are enslaving you. This is why communists, you know, they're midwits, okay? They're a little bit smarter than the normie, but they're retarded because their plans, they're not thinking down the road. They're just thinking with greed and I want and everybody should have. And it's like, nobody deserves shit. That's what you need to understand. You don't deserve what you don't earn. There's no like fairy who's making houses and making food and making wealth and then just being like, oh, I'm just going to give it to the white people. No, people are working. They're working their asses off. They're applying their brains. They're thinking about how do I trade what I'm good at for the things that I need and want. And some people are just better at it than others. Yes, life is unequal. Nature is unequal. Okay, go watch a nature documentary. Not every single animal eats all the time because some animals don't catch prey and some animals become prey. That's life. Take it up with God, which is really the issue with the communists, right? They're actually mad at God. So we had two men who actually defended themselves against attacks from nons and they end up in jail. Our victim of the day, Bethany McGee, was not so fortunate. She didn't have a chance to defend herself against a black man who had been arrested 70 times prior in the wonderful city of Chicago as she was taking Chicago public transportation and was burned over 60% of her body. She's in the hospital. Let's keep her in our prayers, guys, for her healing, for her full recovery, and for the healing of the trauma that she 100% suffered from this. And people posted her having like a Black Lives Matter sign as if that's like some kind of own. She's 26. So in 2020, she was 21. Okay. You tell me what the average consciousness of a 21-year-old white girl is. Okay. And I know all the red pills and all that, but girls, they're highly programmable. Okay. It's very, very easy to get women to follow a narrative because they're tribal creatures and they don't want to be rejected by the tribe. And the current tribe is saying that all kinds of racism is awful and you've got to always constantly apologize to black people for being racist. So she's going to do it because she doesn't want to get attacked. Obviously, it doesn't work. Okay. It doesn't work because the people that are attacking you are not attacking you because you're racist. They're attacking you because you're white, which means they're actually racist. They're actually anti-white, anti you having a life. And you got to get it. There's no one you can appeal to. There's no court you're going to go to. There's no justice that you're going to get. We live in the law of the jungle, folks. So without the appropriate measures of defense and reclaiming your land, no one will hear your cries. Protest all you want. It doesn't matter. The protests are for the people who already have an agenda in mind and are using the people to manufacture a kind of consent. They already wanted to go down the road of decriminalizing all these activities, defunding the police. They already wanted that. So then they go, well, how do we make it look like this is what everybody wants? Perfect. We'll get a black guy getting killed. Easy enough. They're always doing crime, so we can find one situation. We'll blow it up. We'll say it was a racist cause. We'll stoke the passions. We'll get the people on the streets. We'll leave bricks out for them to throw around. We'll film it. We'll say this is going on everywhere, even though it's usually only on one street. This is what everybody wants, even though it's not. And then they get their agenda. That's how it works. That's how it works every time you see one of these mass shootings, and then you have all these people protesting. Take away our guns, please, please take away our guns. We want you to do another Holodomor, and we know that you can't do it as long as we have the right to defend ourselves. And then the powers that be go, see, they don't want to have guns. Let's take them away. So recognize where you're at. So you need to study these things to understand what you're dealing with and who you're dealing with so that you don't go wasting your energy in the wrong direction, like making appeals to people in power. The people in power want you dead, so there's no point for that, right? This is where you need to understand, I need to know the enemy I'm dealing with, realize their playbook, because they've done it every single time, and they're doing it again right now. You know, even the transitioning of the kids, the UK said they're going to start a study where they give all these children hormone blockers because they want to see what the effects are. We know what the effects are. We're seeing it. And who do you think is going to get those hormone blockers? Is it going to be the Pakistani immigrants who own most of London? Is it going to be the Indian immigrants who are so good at technology? Is it going to be the Muslim Arabs that have infested the country? Is it going to be the African refugees? No, we all know. It's going to be the white British kids, the ones that they want to sterilize. If you think this is all new, then you think, oh, this is a new liberation. But if you realize they've done this before, they've destroyed children before through pornography and perversions and pushing hormone blockers, then you are going to understand that this is a playbook out of the enemy and that it is evil and that the goal and mission is to destroy you and destroy your children. And now you understand that you are fully justified by God in defending yourself, your homeland, and your kin. You don't need anyone's permission for that. You know, folks, I know a lot of this can seem overwhelming and seem as if we're never gonna win and we're never gonna come out of this. I don't like to go down the black pill road, because going down the black pill road is just giving your enemies the victory without a fight. And maybe it's true. Maybe we're due for a technocracy of total oppression with the boot on our neck, and the human spirit will never be free again. Maybe that's true. But by God, am I gonna give them a hell of a fight for their money. If they wanna make slaves of all of us, make them freaking earn it. That's how I feel. Don't just give up. Don't just wave the white flag. Don't just go, it's hopeless and it's useless. This is why it's important to study history and see how many times they've tried this before and have failed. And understand that it's not just, you can't just wait it out and hope that it passes over you, because even though they failed, there were mass casualties.